主人平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
念慈本来一直客气说要不要出来做见证，我说最好出来。
Nancy, I was a little concerned about whether she should give a testimony, but I can encourage her that yeah, she should.
因为我们实在希望主的话被传出来的时候，弟兄姊妹能够在生活里面能够找到实行的路。
And we pray that as the word of God is declared, that we may find a way to live it out in our lives.
不然道理是道理，我们听过了，我们原封未动。
And doctrines just become doctrines, and we hear it, but we are not changed.
那么神的话一篇一篇的信息流过我们，但是我们的生命却没有被改变。
And the message of God comes to us time after time, and our life is not changed.
那就要成为我们这一生最大的一个亏损。
And it will be our greatest loss in this life.
因为真理来是要叫我们得以自由。
Because the truth came so that we may be set free.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，当我们来细看我们的生活，我们发现我们还是没有自由。
Brothers and sisters, many times we look at our lives and realize we are still bound.
因为我们没有让神的话真实的来 deliver, 来释放我们。
Because the word of God has not truly delivered us.
他们从前有人做过一个实验，就是在金鱼缸里面养的那些鱼。
And there was an experiment that was done once that they had goldfish in a tank.
他们放了一个透明的板子插进去。
And they put a transparent board right in the middle of the tank.
然后把食物呢放在鱼到不到的另外一半里面去。
And they put the food on the side where the fish cannot get to.
当那个鱼一闻到味道，一看到食物的时候，它就想要向那里游过去。
And when the fish sense the food, they want to go towards the food.
然后它就撞到那个板子。
And it would hit the board.
每一次来，它就撞到那个板子。
And time again, it will hit the board.
当它这样一次又一次撞了很多次以后，它再也不去了。
And time after time, the fish will not go toward the food anymore.
这个时候你把那个板子抽掉，它也不去了。
And this time, even when you lifted up the transparent board, the fish will not go after the food
anymore. 虽然它得到了释放，它自由了。
Although the fish is indeed free.
可是过去的经验仍然让它活在一个束缚的里面。
But the experiences that they went through caused them to still live in a life that is bound.
我记得几个月前跟弟兄姊妹讲过 San Diego 野生动物园的那只狮子，你们还记得啊？
A couple of weeks ago, I gave you an example of a lion in the San Diego Zoo.
这只从马戏团退休的狮子送到 San Diego 入去的时候。
This lion that was retired from a circus and was given to the zoo.
它在一个那么宽广的境界里面，在大磐石上面，它就来回只走17步路，它其他地方都不去。
And on the great the facility that San Diego Zoo has, this lion will only walk around 17 paces back and forth, and that would be the boundary of his daily walk.
他走了十七步，他一定每个 U turn 回来。
And 17 paces, he will turn around and come back.
然后再十七步，每个 U turn 回去。
And another 17 paces, he will turn about again and go back.
所以人家搞不懂他为什么不去旁边，那是整个 open area, 一个开放的区域。
And the people cannot figure out why the lion would not go to the open area of the place where it's kept.
后来才晓得他原来在马戏团的笼子就是让他可以走十七步路的地方。
And then they realized that while the lion was in the circuit, the cage that he dwelled in only allow him to have 17 paces. Brothers and sisters, although we are no longer bound, but that invisible boundary still exists.
但是我们今天基督徒很多的时候，我们的情形就是这样。
And brothers and sisters, we as Christians, many situations in our lives is just as such.
昨天早晨我们弟兄会交通的时候
，Yesterday morning our brothers meeting, we had a fellowship.
我们虽然弟兄们不多哈，但是我们很 enjoy 这个交通。
Although our members are few, but we really enjoy our time of fellowship.
那有个弟兄就讲到，他每一次进到公司的时候，他就觉得公司好像是一个 model, 一个模式。
And a brother shared that whenever he enters into his workplace, he feels like the place is like a model.
好像我们走进去。以后我们就走不出来。
And he walks in and feels like he can't come out.
因为那个整个的环境是一个非常这个充满的压力，那个征战很真实的一个环境。
And he feels that when he goes to work, the environment is very oppressive and is a place that he has to constantly battle.
另外一个弟兄也交通到，他一进了公司门，他就觉得整个人被砰砰砰砰。
And another brother shared that when he goes to work, the minute he enters the door, he feels that he's just exploding.
他说还好他没有血压高，不然的话他每天进到公司一定会有血压高的。
He says it's a good thing that I don't have high blood pressure, or else I would have a problem.
好像在那个模式的里面，当我们一跨进去的时候，我们整个人就受到外面环境所影响。
It seems like in that boundary, the minute we walk in, we are influenced by what we face.
我们的脚步不再自由，我们的生命不再得胜。
And our ways are no longer free, and our lives are no longer victorious.
弟兄姊妹，也许那个 model 跟模式不见得只是在工作的环境里面。
But it's just perhaps that model is not just in our working environment.
可能在我们个人的生活里面、家庭里面都充满了这样子的环境。
And in our lives and our families, those situations may exist.
只要一二三，就一定有这个结果。
If one, two, and three happens, then the same result will take place.
只要我一个人独处又可以上网的话，我可能就跑去看色情网络去。
If I am by myself, I can get on the internet. Maybe I will visit the pornographic sites.
啊，我一个人出差，没有人在房间，我可能就去看不该看的电视。
And when I go out on an assignment for job, perhaps I will watch channels that are not appropriate.
我家的那口子如果对我用什么口气讲话，我就一定生气。
If my spouse speaks to me with a certain tone, maybe I'll just get upset and angry.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们就一掉到那个环境里面的时候，我们就一定有什么反应。
Brothers and sisters, when we fall in a certain situation, then we realize we have a natural tendency to respond a certain way.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们自己里面、生命里面是不是这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about our lives. Are we like that?
不是我们不知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
It is not that we do not know what is right from wrong.
也不是说我们里面没有一个 desire, 一个心愿，说我想要做好。
It is not to say that we do not have a desire within us to do good.
其实对我们很多爱主的弟兄姊妹来说，其实里面的心愿常常都是真实的。
And brothers, for those of you who love us, I believe that desire is very real.
我们非常想做好。
We desire very much to do good.
我们挣扎努力地想要做好。
And we work very hard at it.
感觉常常那个结果确实让我们非常非常灰心。
But oftentimes the results discourages us.
有时候我们不仅仅失败，而且失败的这样子叫我们 surprise.
And sometimes not only do we fall, but we fall in such a way that we are surprised ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面，我们常常好像有这样子重复的情形。
Brothers and sisters, it seems like in our lives these things are always repeating.
虽然圣经上说的这么清楚，神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
Though the Scripture declares that if the Son of Man makes you free, then you are free indeed.
虽然圣经里面说真理叫我们自由，我们就得以自由。
If the truth sets you free, then you shall truly be free.
哎，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到底神的话有没有真正的释放我们？
But brothers and sisters, did the word of God truly release you?
这是我们每一个人的挑战。
This is the challenge for each and every one of us.
我也决定相信我们不是没有得胜的经验。
And I believe that it is not true that none of us have experienced victories.
而是我们盼望找到一条路，能够让我们持续的有得胜的经历。
But we desire to find a way that we will continually dwell in this life of a victorious life.
我们也不相信说我们是一直都在失败的里面。
And we do not believe that we are always in failure.
而我们是盼望知道在怎么样子的情形底下，可以让我们避免那种致命性的失败发生在我们的身上。
We desire to know under what circumstances can we avoid those failures that will cause us great loss.
所以我常常讲哈，在我个人的观察里面，基督徒最常引用的经文。
And in my observation, the one verse that Christians use the most.
那第一个是约翰福音三章十六节。
First is John 3, chapter 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，对不对？我们都很熟。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
你如果看到那个足球赛啊 ，football game 的电视转播，有的人就写个 John 3:16。
And even in football games, you will see people holding up signs John 3:16.
啊，甚至。这样都不要写，只要写3:16，你都知道他在讲什么。
And sometimes you don't even need to see the word John 3:16, you know what he's referring to.
大家都知道这一节在讲什么。
Everybody know what this verse is about.
那我觉得排行榜第二名的经文啊。
And I think the second verse that comes in there.
罗马书七章十八节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18.
是立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
I will to do good, but I cannot do what I will to do.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个挣扎好像在基督徒里面，或是平常我们小组交通见证最常听到的话。
And brothers and sisters, it is very apparent that this is the word that we often hear in our discussion, our fellowships.
那我们现在的问题是说，难道我们要一辈子都在讲这句话吗
？And the question is, will these be the same that we will be repeating all the days of our lives?
那也许很多时候我们是在进步，感谢主。
And we thank God that we are improving.
从前是每次立志每次失败。
And in the past, we will to do good, but we fail every time.
可是后来也许我们十次里面有一次是失败的。
And then when time passes, in 10 times, only one time that I fail.
那慢慢慢慢我们好像进步了变成50次里面有一次是失败的。
And after some more time passes by, and in 5 tries, only one time that we fail.
那弟兄姊妹我们今天早晨要来讲一个东西就是到底当那个征战出来的时候。
Brothers and sisters, we want to say that when those situations really do arise, How do we live victoriously through the Holy Spirit? And there's a servant of the Lord that was was used by the Lord in Scotland. And he said these words.
他说悔改得救的确是平息了我们里面一种的风暴。
And repentance and coming to accepting salvation calm the storm within.
但是同时,
but at the same time,
他也引发了另外一个将延续我们一生之久的风暴。
It raised up another storm.
弟兄姊妹，我们是我不晓得大家能不能体会这个风暴是什么。
Brothers, can you comprehend what is this storm?
就是加拉太书第五章所说的肉体与情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争。
It is spoken in Galatians how the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh.
从前我们没有信主以前，我们只有一个生命，堕落亚当的生命。
And before we accepted Jesus Christ, we only have but one life, and it's a failure life of Adam.
永远在罪恶的侵袭和伤害之下，他生存。
When we live under the harm and the attack of sin.
弟兄姊妹，当我们重生得救的时候，
And once we are born again,
感谢主，我们脱离了永远的审判。
We thank the Lord that we depart from the eternal judgment, and we have received a new life. The Son of God, through the Holy Spirit, dwells in us.
弟兄姊妹，这时候开始的要延续一生之久的另外一个风暴。Brothers,
this is a storm that will be with you for the rest of your life.
就是加拉太书第五章说的，肉体跟圣灵相争，圣灵跟肉体相争。
And was spoken of in Galatians chapter 5, the war between the spirit and the flesh.
今天早上我们要来讲圣灵内住的第二个重要的经历，叫做随从灵而行。
And we'll talk about the second key experience in following the Holy Spirit.
上个礼拜我们讲顺从恩膏。
And last week we spoke of following the anointing of the Lord.
这个恩膏是像念慈姊妹刚才提的，它不是一个抽象的东西。
And this anointing, like our sister Nancy has shared, it is not something that is abstract.
约翰说，这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And John said, this is real. It is not something that is false.
你们要按着这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And according to this anointing, abide in the Lord.
而且这个恩膏要在凡事上教训我们。
And this anointing will teach you in all things.
所以刚才我们姊妹的见证里面特别提到，好像在很小的事情。
And in our sister's testimony, we can see that even in very minute things, the Holy Spirit teaches us. Because Scripture says that the Holy Spirit will teach us in all things. And I spoke with one sister that this anointing, the teaching of this anointing, it should be occurring in us always, at least every day. Although we may not experience on everything, but at least sometime during the day. This anointing came so that we would be holy unto the Lord. That we may be set apart for the Lord. And our focus this morning is to follow the Holy Spirit and how to live a life of victory. And how do we conduct ourselves while the Spirit is warring against the flesh? And how do we be victorious through the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们靠着自己想要得胜，最终是失败的。
Brothers and sisters, whenever we try to overcome by ourselves, our end is but failure and loss.
而这方面的经验。
And I believe we all have experienced this. And over 30 years of my faith, there's numerous experiences that I've gone through is like this.
每一次想要自己立志行善的时候,
and every time I will to do good,
那个得胜不是没有啊,
it's not to say that the victory will not come, but it is temporal.
那个得胜不是没有,
we do have victories.
那个是靠着努力和挣扎挤出来的。But
it comes from effort and squeezing it out of me.
不是从一个属天圣灵的生命里面自然出来的。It
is not from heaven above. It is not from the living out of the natural life within me.
直到今天我们都还要再学这个功课。Until
today, we are learning the same lesson.
所以我想这段的圣经有几节的圣经很熟，但是我们需要来读它。There's
some scriptures that you may be familiar with, but we want to read it together.
我们看罗马书第八章。Romans
chapter 8.
既然第七章那一节我们说这么有名，我们还是看一下好了。第七章十八节
Chapter 7 verse 18,
我也知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。然后二十四节是我们经常有的一个叹息，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Verse 24 is the agony within. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body?
然后我们一起来看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们看第一节一直到第八节。
Verse 1 through 8.
我们请弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Brothers will read one verse and sisters will read the following.
好，我请年轻的孩子们，你们也一定要认真读这一段圣经。
A younger brother and sister, we ask you to please pay attention to these verses.
你们碰到的试探一点不输于我们这些叔叔阿姨们。
The temptation that you face these days, often surpass what we face.
尤其不久以后你们要离开家，单独的进到学校大学去。
And pretty soon you will be departing from home and going to college.
那是一个可怕的环境。
And it is a situation that could be very dreadful.
如果我们自己没有预备好的。
If we are not prepared.
如果我们预备好的话，
and if we are well prepared,
我相信大学对我们来说是一个丰收的日子。
I believe our college days would be fruitful days.
第八章第一节到第八节，弟兄们来，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。好，我们请读加拉太书第五章
Galatians chapter 5
十六节
Verse 16，
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。那请大家注意到十六节十七节的顺序，让我们有的时候忽略了十六节的重要。
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention to the order of verse 16 and 17. Oftentimes we neglect the importance of verse 16.
因为当我们读到十七节的时候，我们就会觉得那是描写一个很真实的现象，就是情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
So when we come to verse 17, we see that it's a reality in our midst that the flesh is warring against the spirit.
好像我们的注意力一下子就转移到那个征战的现象去了。
And then our focus is on the condition of this war between the spirit and the flesh.
但是我们却忽略了前面其实保罗已经提出来在这个征战中得胜的秘诀是什么。
But we forgot, we did not pay attention to the secret of the victory of this war.
我们的眼睛都注意在那个风暴里面，就是圣灵和情欲的相争。
When we focus on the storm between the flesh and the spirit.
但是十六节却说，当你们顺从圣灵而行的时候。
But verse 16 says, when you walk in the spirit.
换句话说，就是我们今天的题目，当你随从灵而行的时候。
And this is the topic that we're going to speak about today, as we walk in the spirit.
在这一场的征战我们就可以得胜。
And in this battle, you will come out victorious.
我们就不会放纵肉体的情欲。
And you will not let the lust of the flesh rule within you.
所以那个得胜的秘诀在这一节圣经讲得这么清楚，这么斩钉截铁。
And the key to victory is very clearly pronounced in verse 16.
就是我们如果可以顺着圣灵，我们就一定得胜。
That if you walk according to the Spirit, you will be victorious.
我们看25节。
Verse 25.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we walk according to the Spirit, then we got to do things according to the Spirit.
我们请看第六章第七节到第八节。
Verse 6, verse 7 and 8.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。 顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。我们最后再读一节圣经，我们就结束我们的读经。我们请翻到雅各书新约
The book of James，
这个不在我们的纲要上面啊。雅各书
Book of James
第一章
Chapter 1
12节到15节
Verse 12-15。
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验之后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。好，那我想我们的圣经就读到这啊。
We'll end our Bible reading here.
那刚刚一开始的时候，我们讲到我们基督徒重生得救以后。
And we spoke earlier that when we are born again,
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
但是在我们的生命里面，并不是从此以后风平浪静。
And it's not to say that we will have a smooth life from this.
真像这个苏格兰这个神用的仆人告诉我们的，在我们里面产生了一生之久的一场风暴。
And like the Scottish servant of the Lord that said that all the days of our life a storm will arise.
圣灵要跟情欲相争，情欲要跟圣灵相争。
But the Spirit will war against the flesh, and the flesh will war against the Spirit.
当我们自己扪心自问的时候，我相信在我们自己人看不见的世界里面，我们常常有许多的失败。
And I believe that in the world that people do not see, we often fail.
就像我说的，我们不是不知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Just like I said, it's not that we do not know the difference between right and
wrong. 也更不是我们里面没有那个心愿想要过得胜的生活。
And it's not that we do not have the desire to live a victorious life.
相反的，我看了这么多属灵伟人的传记。反而是越被神用的人，他们里面的这个挣扎和痛苦，常常是更真实的。
On the contrary, of many biographies that I've read of the servant of the Lord, this struggle is even more pronounced in their life.
因为他们不能够容忍自己有这样子的行为。
And they cannot condone themselves having this kind of behavior.
可是他里面却又得不到这个力量去胜过他。
But within them, they cannot find the strength to overcome it.
这些软弱他又不知道去哪里跟别人交通和得帮助。
And having these weaknesses, they do not know who to turn to share and to talk to.
所以常常处在一种挣扎和受压制的里面。
And oftentimes, they feel that they are oppressed and they are struggling.
弟兄姊妹，保罗其实在圣经里面早就把这个挣扎的现象和得胜的路都告诉我们。
And if you pay attention, Paul has already declared very clearly the struggle of this war and the key to victory.
因为保罗他自己也经过这个挣扎。
Because Paul himself has gone through the struggle.
他说在我里头，他说我知道在我里头毫无良善。
And he said, within me I know there's nothing good.
他也说我真是苦啊，谁能救我？
And he said, oh wretched man that I am, who can save me?
他不是用人真是苦啊，谁能够救人脱离这些虚死的身体呢？
And he did not just merely say, how wretched is man, who may deliver man?
他都用第一人称，他说我真是苦。
And he say, oh, the wretched man that I am.
他说我真知道在我里头没有良善。
And he knows that in me there is nothing good.
他也知道他说在罪人中我是个罪魁。
And he knows he's the chief among sinners.
弟兄姊妹，这个挣扎他太清楚了。
And he knows so well of the struggle.
弟兄姊妹，他也把这条得胜的路摆在我们面前。
But brothers and sisters, he laid for us a victorious way before us as well.
当我们可以顺从顺着圣灵而行的时候，就不在肉体情欲的辖制底下。
So if we live by the Spirit, we will no longer be under the control of the flesh.
所以这一段的圣经里面，让我们知道怎么样子靠着圣灵能够脱离我们里面不断挣扎的情形。
And through these scriptures, we know that how we can overcome the struggles through the Holy Spirit.
而不是像我们讲的这样子的无可奈何。
It's not to just declare that we're absolutely helpless.
好像我们的工作、我们的家庭或是一个试探临到的时候，它是一个固定的模式，我们走不出来。
It's not to say that our work or family or when temptation comes, it is but a model that we will always go through the same result.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们现在是不是正在这个过程里面。
Brother and sister, regardless of what process we are going through.
或是我们从来没有 realize 到这个挣扎是这么真实的在我们的里面。
Even if you have not yet realized that the struggle is so real in your life.
或是你是已经经过了这么多的挣扎，已经开始进到得胜之路的。
Or even if you've gone through these struggles, you're beginning to have a glimpse of a victory.
And brothers and
sisters, I want to emphasize that this struggle that we go through will be something that we face all the days
of our lives.
And our key to victory is not that God has given us a greater standard of living.
And
the secret of our victories is because God has sent the Holy Spirit to live within us.
所以加拉太书第五章十六节讲, 你们如果顺着圣灵而行, 就不放纵肉体的情欲。
Therefore Galatians 5:16 says that if you live according to the Spirit, then you will not let the flesh reign within you.
不仅仅在消极方面让我们脱离肉体情欲的辖制,
not only in a passive way that we overcome the control of the flesh,
而在积极方面, 像以弗所书3章20节讲的,
but actively, like Ephesians 3, chapters, chapter 3, verse
都在我们的经文上面有写啊, 神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力, 充充足足的, 成就一切超过我们所求所想的,
that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us.
弟兄姊妹, 这是圣经上这么清楚, 2000年前就写下来的应许,
and the scripture is so clear, it's a promise that is given more than 2,000 years ago.
今天的圣徒们仍然在软弱中常常叹息说主得胜之路在哪里,
but the saints of today often sigh and say, Lord, where is the path to victory?
或者说得更具体一点, 就连我们自己都常常都掉到这个里面去, 对不对?
And to be more personal, we ourselves are often in that circumstance.
但是圣经上讲得这么清楚,
but the scripture is so clear,
当我们靠着圣灵的时候,
if you live by the Spirit,
不仅仅不该做的我们有力量可以不去做,
not only will we have the ability to not do the things that we should not do,
一切美善该做的, 靠着那在我们里面运行的, 我们可以充充足足的能够成就它,
but of all that is good, through the power that works in us, we may fulfill it.
所以第一件事情我们要知道圣灵的运行在我们里面是非常实在的一件事情,
for instance, we ought to know that the moving of the Holy Spirit within us is something that is very, very real.
是非常积极的一件事情,
and it's something that is very active,
而且是非常主动的一件事情,
and it takes initiative.
什么叫做随从?
What is it to follow?
因为他带头,
because he is leading,
他在前面做,
he is doing it before us,
我们在这里随,
and we are following,
他在这里运行,
and he is moving,
我们就 let him,
and,
让他做,
and we let him work.
弟兄姊妹这个随从一方面讲的 according to, 照着他做,
and it's also to say to work according to what he's doing.
那一方面也就是真的是 let him,
and at the same time it's to let him do it.
我们放下自己的挣扎,
when we let go of our own struggles,
我们让神的圣灵来做,
we let the Spirit of God do it.
以前弟兄们讲了一句很好的话, 叫做 let go and let God.
And brethren have said, let go and let God.
放下自己的挣扎,
and let go of your own struggles,
让神来做,
and let God do it.
那弟兄姊妹, 这是神在我们身上第一件事情要常常帮助我们,
brothers and sisters, this is something that God wants to often do in our lives,
让我们看见我们已经得到了圣灵,
that we may know that we already have the Holy Spirit.
那不然的话, 我们都常常活在励志, 懊悔, 认罪, 重新励志, 懊悔, 认罪, 我们就是一直在这里 cycling,
or else we'd be living in a cycle of repenting, regretting, and standing up again and going through that same cycle again and again. We've gone through it ourselves.
一不小心,
and not being careful, we fall into that same cycle. But the Holy Spirit in us is real. And we ought to know how the Holy Spirit moves. And the key element is trusting and obeying. Not only do we believe that the Holy Spirit lives in us, but we're willing to obey Him.
所以圣经上讲到我们, 不随从肉体,
and when the scripture said that when we're not mindful of the flesh, but are mindful of the Spirit,
罗马书8章4节,
Romans 8:4 says that the righteousness of the law may be accomplished in us.
不然神的律法, 我们真是 这个遥不可及啊,
or else the law of God, we really cannot fulfill it.
我们这些人连在 道德标准面前常常都站不住的,
and oftentimes, even on moral standards, we cannot stand firm.
不要说在神圣洁、公义、良善的律法面前, 我们没有一个人站得住的。
And not to say the righteous requirement of God's laws.
只有律法的义能够成就在那些不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
And these requirements can only be fulfilled by those who are mindful of the spirit, not the flesh.
所以我想我们很实际的来看什么叫做随从灵的生活呢？
And we want to look at the practicality of how to live a life of following the Holy Spirit.
我这里提三个点啊。
And the three points that I mentioned.
第一件事情永远是在消极 在保护方面我们该做的事情。
And first of all, it's on the defensive level.
就是不给魔鬼留地步。
It's not to give place to the devil.
罗马书八章十二节到十三节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8 verse 12 to 13 tells us.
他说我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着必要死。若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活着。
And we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die.But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们，我们一点都不欠肉体的债。
Paul says we are not debtors of the flesh.
他没有任何资格来逼我们去顺着他。
That he no longer has any right to demand of us to obey him.
加拉太书第五章讲到说，肉体和肉体的邪情私欲，主耶稣已经把它钉在十字架上。
The Galatians says that the flesh and the lust thereof has been crucified on the cross.
所以在罗马书十三章，保罗也说不要为肉体安排，去放纵肉体。
And Romans chapter 13 also says, do not plan for the flesh and let the flesh run its free reign.
所以在这里讲到的第一件事情就是不要给魔鬼留地步。
And the very first thing, give no grounds to the devil.
那弟兄姊妹，在我们基督徒的生活里面。仇敌一路上用试探来迎接我们。
Brothers and sisters, in all the days of our life, Satan will use temptations to meet us along the way.
今天早晨我们讲到大卫的时候，诗篇一百四十二篇，他说：“在我所行的路上，仇敌为我们暗设网罗。”
And when we talk about David in Psalm 142, David says that along my path, my enemy has set up traps for me.
所以我们需要为自己祷告。
So we need to pray for ourselves.
这是主耶稣在主导文里面特别加进的一句话。
And pay attention to the words that the Lord added in the prayer that he led.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
弟兄姊妹，主导文很短的。
The Lord's prayer is very short.
每一个主耶稣放进去的都是非常重要的祷告。
And every element that he placed within it is very, very important.
那英文里面不是讲说不要叫我们碰见试探。
And the scripture does not say do not allow us to meet temptation.
而是说不叫我们陷入试探 Lead us not into temptation.
Amen.
就不要把我们带进去试探里面。
That we will not be led into it.
因为这边试探在我们生活里面每天都有。
Temptation comes every single day of our life.
你没有办法阻止鸟从你头上飞过，但是你可以阻止它不在你头上筑窝。
You cannot prevent a bird from flying over your head, but you can prevent him from making a nest on your head.
这什么叫做陷入试探
？What is it to fall into temptation?
我们容许鸟在我们头上筑窝。
And it's similar to allowing a bird making a nest on your head.
试探是免不了的。
The temptation will come.
但是我们要祷告主，不叫我们陷入试探。
But we must pray that we will not fall into it.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们真不小心陷入了试探
，And if we are not careful, we have fallen into a temptation.
我们在主的面前要警醒，更要警醒。
And we must be alert before the Lord.
我们要在主的面前好好求神为我们开出一条出路来。
And we must ask the Lord to give us an open way.
我常常说，我们在试探的里面，我们让了一步的话。
And oftentimes I say that in temptation, if we just let one step,
我们要花十倍的力量再退回到原来的那一步去。
And we will have to use 10 times the effort to regain our ground.
而且很多的时候我们甚至退不回去。
And oftentimes you find that we cannot reclaim it.
我们个人都会有这样子的经验。
And we all have experienced this.
因为这枚试探像个漩涡一样。
When temptation is like a whirlpool,
当你越靠近那个漩涡的时候
，the closer you come to it，
那个漩涡的力量就越大
，and its strength increases in magnitude。
那个漩涡毁灭性向下拉的力量就更强
，and its ability to drag you down becomes greater and greater。
而我们要从里面挣脱的那个可能性就越来越小
，and your ability to set yourself free from it becomes less and less。
而那个漩涡越转越快，越转越强的时候
，and it goes faster and faster as you approach the center。
弟兄姊妹，除非这个时候神的怜悯和介入。
For instance, unless the mercy of God intervenes,
借着他的管教, 或者借着别人的帮助,
through his teaching or the helping of other saints,
我们几乎注定是要下去的,
and we are almost destined to drown.
所以这是讲到我们不要随便跑进试探里面去。
This is to tell every one of us that do not enter into temptation
lightly. 如果真进去的话, 我们真的要好好祷告。
If we have fallen into it, we must pray.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章告诉我们,
and Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
他说你们所遇见的试探,
no temptation has overtaken you.
神是信实的,
but God is faithful.
必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的,
he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able.
在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路,
but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
And
this is still talking about the early stages of temptation. If we are alert and prayerful,
神是信实的,
God is faithful.
当我们这样认真祷告,
and we are watchful in prayer, he will not allow us enter into temptation greater than what we can bear. He will open unto us a way that we may bear it. But if we walk deeper and deeper into the place where we cannot escape, and we read James chapter 1,
他说忍受试探的人是有福的,
the blessed is the man who endures temptation.
因为他经过试验之后,
for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life.
这是主应许给那些爱他之人的,
which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
弟兄姊妹, 要胜过试探, 这里讲到需要忍受。
Brothers, to overcome temptation, it says there's a key word here, to endure.
试探为什么对我们成为力量? 因为它有吸引我们的地方。
The temptation has power over us because it does draw us.
要从试探里面出来, 为什么需要忍受? 因为我们需要割舍。
And to be able to escape from temptation, why do we need to endure? Because we need to separate it.
所以在试探里面受苦是必然的。
And the sufferings that we endure during temptation is something that is very natural. Please do not think that to obey the Holy Spirit is something that I do not have to pay a price for.
很自然的像大风吹一样我就得胜了。
Do not think that overcoming any temptation is something that is very easily done.
好像我一下子触电了得到power,
like I could receive power.
好像大力水手突然吃了一罐菠菜他得到力量。
Just like Popeye putting down spinach and all of a sudden he has strength.
弟兄姊妹要胜过试探,
to overcome temptation there's a price that needs to be paid.
绝对需要忍受的。
You must endure it.
你要忍受, 不再去享受最终之乐。
You must endure the fact that I will no longer enjoy sin.
好, 弟兄姊妹在这里讲到, 但是在这里说到, 他们必要得到生命的冠冕。
But here it says that they will receive the crown of life.
如果他们经过这个试验之后,
if they are tried,
那很多人经不过了,
and many are cannot be approved.
通不过这个 test.
And they cannot pass through this test.
有的人前面十次都通过了,
and for 10 times they have passed the test.
但是有一次他倒下来,
but one time they failed.
有的人可能100次以后他倒下来了,
and perhaps after 100 times someone would fail.
有的人可能每两次就倒下来了,
and someone perhaps every other time.
弟兄姊妹, 我们都要在主的面前求主帮助我们。
For instance, we all need the Lord to help us.
让我们看见得胜的秘诀不在于自己咬紧牙关来胜过它。
And the key to victory is not that we use our own efforts to overcome it.
这是我们要认识顺从圣灵，圣灵在我们的里面。
We must know how to follow the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
那刚才雅各书讲到这里说，这是神应许给那些爱他之人的。
But the scriptures also made it very clear that it is something that God has allowed to come upon those whom love the Lord.
所以试探最好的出路在于为了爱主的缘故，我们放下来。
And to escape from temptation, the best way is for the sake of loving God.
弟兄姊妹，不然我们真是不容易放下一些事情，对吧？
But this is, it is very, very difficult for us to let go of certain things.
世界上的事，肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
And the things of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of this life.
钱财的迷惑，各样的私欲，都会把人像荆棘一样挤住的。
And money and all the things of this world would choke us like the thorns.
但是忍受试探的人, 他哪里得到力量可以忍受呢?
That, but those who endure, where does he gain the strength to endure it?
在试探中的出路到底在哪里呢?
And what is his exit in temptation? It is based on the love that we have for God.
我们为了爱的缘故,
for the sake of love.
为了爱神,
for the sake of loving God and loving the people that God loves.
我们愿意甘心忍受试探,
we're willing to endure temptation.
所以试探, 弟兄姊妹, 它常常像贼一样, 它突然来到的,
and brothers and sisters, temptation often comes like a thief.
试探常常像鱼饵一样,
and it's like a bait that would attract you.
有一本书叫做致命的吸引力,
and there's a book that called...
没有关系。Fatal Attraction. Oh, Fatal Attraction.
And it says that Satan is an excellent fisherman.
他知道什么鱼爱吃什么饵。
He knows what kind of fish likes what kind of food.
那这句话我真的很有体会, 因为以前我们在 Oklahoma 钓鱼的时候。
And I can understand this because when I was in Oklahoma and fishing,
我们那天还在跟弟兄们分享, 我们在那里几个老中钓鱼, 是因为有一个
and some of us fish often because there was a gentleman who knew what bait to use. So a group of us Chinese, we would go fish, and every so often a big fish would come up.
很多旁边的老美呢,
and the Caucasians around us, they look at us and they say, well, what's going on?
他们很久以后出来一条小鱼, 就这样小小的,
and after a while, a small fish would come up.
后来他们真是受不了了, 过来问我们说, 你们到底用什么bait来钓鱼?
And after some time, they came to us and asked, what kind of bait are you using?
后来我们就给了他一块以后, 他回去, 果然他一开始钓到了,
and we gave him some samples, and he used it, and it actually worked.
弟兄姊妹, 那是我第一次真正钓鱼, 钓到鱼, 好快乐, 五六条大鱼。
The first time that I got fishing, I had a really good catch.
那那本书里面讲到撒旦是钓鱼高手。
And that book it says that Satan is an excellent fisherman.
每一个人的致命伤不一样。
And he knows what are the fatal issues in each person.
每一个人能够对我们产生致命吸引力的那个东西不见得一样。
And the fatal attraction for each and every one of us may not be the same.
总是在我们生命里面不小心的时候,脆弱的时候,想不到的时候,他突然把一个最吸引我们的摆在我们面前。
And oftentimes in our lives, when we least expect it, Satan would place that temptation in our midst.
所以试探不仅仅像贼一样随时来到。
And not only does temptation come like a thief,
试探像鱼饵一样,它那样子的吸引我们,它来的目的是要要我们的命。
But it is like a bait that attracts us, and its purpose in coming is to snatch our life.
鱼饵吸引我们是真的,但是鱼饵里面所藏的钩子也是真的。
And the bait is real, but the hook that is inside the bait is also real.
鱼饵吸引我们是真的,它来的目的要来伤害我们也是真的。
And the bait comes and it's a reality, and to harm us is also a reality.
试探像漩涡一样,我刚才说的,越往下,它的力量越强烈。
And we said that temptation is like a whirlpool. The closer you get to the bottom, the stronger it gets.
最后雅各书也告诉我们,他说试探,像试探降服。 就如同怀的一个死胎,
and to succumb to temptation is like giving birth.
因为个人被试探是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑,
and everyone is tempted because they are enticed by their own desires.
他说私欲既怀了胎, 他就要生出死来,
and,
生出罪来,
and since desire has conceived, it will give birth to sin.
所以当外面的试探跟我里面的私欲一结合的时候,
and when the temptation from the outside and the desires from within come in contact,
它就怀了一个胎叫做罪,
and it conceives something called sin.
而这个罪长成生出来的时候就是死的。
And when this sin is full grown, it produces death.
所以弟兄姊妹,所有在试探面前降服的, 我们知道它的结果,
and anyone who succumbs to temptation, its end is death.
所以圣经里面告诉我们,
and the scripture tells us that when we want to follow the Holy Spirit, and the first thing we must know is not to be mindful of the flesh.
不要让仇敌借着肉体的情欲和需要,
do not allow the evil one use us according to the lust and the needs of this flesh to fall into temptation. Do not give grounds to the devil. Brothers and sisters, we all need to be alert on these issues.
常常要来试探人。
In all the days of my walk before the Lord, I really see how Satan really wants to tempt people.
第二件事情我在这里提到要顺着圣灵撒种。
And secondly, we mentioned that we need to sow in the Spirit.
加拉太书第六章讲到不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
Galatians chapter 6 says, do not be deceived.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
God cannot be mocked, for whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
顺着情欲撒种的，我上次说过，情欲跟肉体是同一个字。
He who sows in the flesh,
都希腊文都是 sucks, 都是同一个字，讲到我们旧造的生命。
And this lust and this flesh speaks of the old creation.
顺着圣灵情欲撒种的要从情欲收败坏。
And he who sows in the flesh will reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种的要从圣灵收永生。
And he who sows in the spirit will also reap everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹，请大家特别注意听我底下要讲的话。
Brothers, please pay attention to what I'm about to say.
我希望巴不得我每次讲到都讲这句话。
And I wish that every time I speak, I would say these words.
因为我一讲，你们都抬头了。
And you all look up.
我以后从第一句到最后一句 ，every other words 我要讲这个。
Every other word I will use this statement.
得胜不是因为我们突然得到了一股大的力量让我们得胜。
And to be victorious is not that we have all of a sudden received a power from above.
它决定来自于我们意志的拣选。
And it definitely comes from the choosing of our own will.
弟兄姊妹，没有人得胜是因为他突然得了。大的力量，所以他一下子胜过了。
And nobody overcomes simply because he is received the power from above and he will overcome it.
我或许说不应该说没有啊，这是少数的。
Perhaps I shouldn't say there is none, but it is very, very few.
可能在特别的试探和环境底下，神有的时候怜悯我们，给我们加力量。
And in special circumstances, because of God's grace, he will allow us to overcome it.
但是绝大多数一个人得胜或失败。都是经过他拣选而来的。
But in the majority, whether a man fails or whether he overcomes, is because what he has chose.
所以我们上个礼拜讲到小先知书的时候，说到我们要为着自己这一生的追求、拣选和行为负责任。
And last week when we had our Sunday school about the minor prophets, we need to be responsible of the choices that we make.
我们要为着神给我们的每一个机会负责任。
And for every opportunity that God gives us, we have to be responsible for.
我们要为着我们接受谁或接受什么样子的环境对我们造成影响要负责任。
And with respect to our circumstance and what we are influenced by, we are also responsible for.
为什么这个世界对情欲的观念要让它来影响我们呢？
Why would we allow the world and this concept of this lust to influence us?
弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到我们的生活是一个撒种的生活。
Brothers and sisters, it says that our lives are a life of sowing.
我们的每一天像一个种子一样。
Every day is like a seed.
我们每一件事情像一个种子一样。
Every event is like a seed.
我们每一个决定像一个种子一样。
Every decision is like a seed.
我们心里面所发出来的意念，每一样事情像一个种子一样。
And every thought that proceeds from our hearts like a seed.
弟兄姊妹，顺着肉体撒种的，从肉体收败坏。
And if you sow according to the flesh, you will reap destruction.
顺着圣灵撒的，要从圣灵收永生。
And if you sow according to the Spirit, and by the Spirit you will reap everlasting life.
不是指的讲到将来上西天的那个长生不老而已。
And this is not to just talk about
而是指的得到更丰盛的属天生命。
Simply life everlasting, but to have a fullness of life within.
这个格里汉博士有一次讲到的时候，他举了一个小小的例子。Billy Graham.
Billy Graham had given an example one time.
他说，在这个阿拉斯加那边有一个爱斯基摩人。
In Alaska, there is an Eskimo.
他养了两只狗，一只黑狗，一只白狗。
He had two dogs. One is black and one is white.
哎，这是他谋生的工具，他赚钱的方法。
And this is the tool for his livelihood.
他每一次到了周末，这个市镇上面赶集的时候，他就带着这两只狗去。
And on the weekends when the marketplace is active, he would take these dogs with him.
他就让这两只狗打架。
He would take the dogs and go and have dog fights.
那大家就下赌注。
And everybody would bid.
看看黑狗赢还是白狗赢。
And to guess whether the black dog will win or the white dog will win.
因为他是庄家，所以他每次也要下赌注谁赢。
And he's the house, he also will bid.On which one will win.
有的时候是黑狗赢，那就下个礼拜可能变白狗赢。
Sometimes the black one will win, sometimes the white one will win.
有的时候黑狗连续赢三个礼拜。
And sometimes the black dog will win three times in a row.
所以别人也都不知道到底是谁会赢，所以大家就下赌注。
And nobody knows which dog will win, so everybody bids on it.
可是很稀奇的一件事情就是这个人他每次都赢。
But the amazing thing is the owner of the dog wins every time.
他不管这个礼拜下赌注给黑狗还白狗，那一天那只狗一定赢。
It doesn't matter which side he bids on, he always wins.
然后来人家实在受不了了跑去找他你到底是什么秘诀可以让你一直得胜
People observe this and they say what is your secret in knowing how, you,、how to win all the time
他说很简单嘛
This is very easy
那我这礼拜要谁赢我就让另外一只不要吃饭就是了
And whichever one that I want to win I just won't feed the other one
打的时候他就一定输了
And he will always lose
那就问姊妹这是一个很实在的例子
Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very real example.
今天我们怎么样让圣灵在我们中间掌权，能够得胜呢？
How do we allow the Holy Spirit to reign and be victorious in our lives?
如果我们不在乎我们属灵生命的需要和成长，
And if we do not take care of the needs of our spirit and the growth of our spirit,
如果我们不肯随从灵而行，
If we are not willing to walk in the Spirit,
如果我们不能够顺着圣灵撒种的话，
If we are not able to sow according to the Spirit,
弟兄姊妹，我们天天让我们属天的生命萎缩、软弱、无力。
And day after day, our spiritual life will decrease and become weaker and weaker.
而在征战的时候，我们怎么可能得胜？
And in times of battles, how can we win?
所以保罗祷告说要我要祷告，我在父面前要为你们祷告，叫你们里面的人可以刚强起来。
So Paul says, I will pray and I will pray to the Father that your inner man be strengthened.
我们外面有个人，我们里面有个人。
There's an outer man, there's an inner man.
里面的人我们常常忽略了他。
And the inner man we often neglect.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里讲到我们要每天要知道如何来撒种。
Brother and sister, here it says very clearly, every single day we ought to know how we are sowing.
最后讲到我们要靠着圣灵行事。
And lastly, to walk in or by the Spirit.
就是我们走行走在圣灵的能力里面。
As we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的运行是真实的。
The moving of the Holy Spirit is real.
我们要接受他的运行
And we must receive his moving.
我们要让他来运行
And we got to let him work.
弟兄姊妹 我自己不知道多少次在我软弱根本没有力量起来祷告的时候
Brothers and sisters, there are so many times that when I am weak and I don't even have the strength to pray.
不管是从前为着病挣扎的时候
Whether it was time past that I struggled with my illnesses.
或者有时候在侍奉里面碰到很大的考验 跟打击的时候
Or even in trials or hardship that came in times of services.
或者我自己在主的面前觉得我跌倒我软弱失败的时候
Or even in times that I felt that I have fallen and I have backslidden.
弟兄姊妹多少时候趴在主的面前
And so many times I prostrated before God.
我说跟主说主你看着办
And I say, Lord, do according to what you see fit.
主啊
oh, God,
do something.
Do something.
我什么都不能做。
I can do nothing.
我什么力量都没有。
I have no strength.
我连祷告的力量都没有。
I have not even the strength to pray.
我连祷告的意愿都没有。
I do not even have the will to pray.
弟兄姊妹，整个那样子的灰心，那样子的没有盼望。
And I was depressed and without hope.
当我们这样趴在主面前的时候
But when I prostrated before God,
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是信实的。
Brother and sister, our God is faithful.
住在我们里面的圣灵是真实的。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in us is real.
以弗所书三章说到，神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力。
And Ephesians chapter 3 says that God will be able to work according to the might that is within us.
原文是现在进行时，它一直在我们里面。
And it is a progressive tense, and it is moving right now and working continually.
每一次趴一趴，趴一趴以后，就发现有一股力量在我们里面出现。
And every time we prostrate before the Lord, we find a strength.
有时候刚刚开始好像是一点点的小火而已。
And it's just maybe a small ember within.
可是随着时间，它慢慢在我们里面起来。
But as time passes, it begins to grow.
里面成为我们的新的一股力量
and becomes a strength from within.
因为这边这个圣灵的运行是非常真实的事情
But this is the moving of the Holy Spirit, something that is very real.
刚才我们说过，要能够随从圣灵，那一个秘诀在于我们信而顺从
And the secret in following the Holy Spirit is trusting and obeying.
我们相信他的存在
We believe he exists.
我们感谢他的存在
We thank for his presence.
然后我们接受他的运行
Then we receive his moving.
我们顺服他的运行
Then we obey to his moving.
弟兄姊妹，当试探来的时候
For instance, when temptation do come,
你不要在那里说我要胜过试探，我要胜过试探
Don't just say, I'm going to overcome it, I'm going to overcome it.
你越在那里喊，你就越失败
The more you cry out, the more you will fail.
你越在那里想说我决定不要去想那只猴子，猴子就一定 经出现。
The more you say, I will not think about the monkey will appear in your mind.
对，我以前跟你们讲的故事，有一个人，他就说他就会野精，把那个矿沙一来，他弄一弄以后就会变出黄，就烧一烧以后就会出现黄金。
And the story that I've told you guys in the past, it was a man that was very good at panning for gold.
很多人都想跟他学。
And everybody wants to learn from him.
他骗了好多的钱。
And he deceived many people of their money.
要花钱来跟他上课。
And they would pay money to learn from him.
但是别人照着他的方法怎么做都烧不出黄金来。
And every time people copy him, they cannot produce gold.
只有他烧得出黄金来。
He's the only one that can pan gold out of the river.
别人问他秘诀在哪里。
People ask him, what is your secret?
只有一个秘诀。
He said, there's only one secret.
当你在这里念经的时候
And when you're panning,
你的脑中不可以想猴子
You cannot think about monkeys.
你只要想到猴子你就那个念经就念不出来
The minute you think about monkeys, gold will not come.
所以每一个念经的时候都说我不可以想猴子不可以想猴子
So everyone that is there by the river will say, I cannot think about monkeys, I cannot think about monkeys.
猴子就跳过来跳过去的
And then they appear everywhere in their mind.
学费都白交的
And all of their fees were wasted.
你在那里说我不可以上网，我不可以上网。
And you tell yourself, I cannot get on the internet, I cannot get on the internet.
我告诉你，十次有九次你会上网。
I'll tell you 9 out of 10 times you will get on it.
这个时候我们要做的事呢，是将我们的心转向主。
What we ought to do is turn our hearts to the Lord.
我们转向我们的主。
We turn to our Lord.
我们来呼喊主，叫主耶稣来替代我们。
We cry to the Lord and say, Lord.Come and help me.
我们不仅仅靠着圣灵得生了，得到一个新的生命。
Not only are we born of the Spirit,
我们也要靠着这个圣灵来行事。
But we must also walk according to the Spirit.
它既然是一个真实的生命
，Indeed, it is something that is real.
而这个生命在我们里面也是真的。
And this life is real.
它就要带着它的性情来替代我们活。
And the Holy Spirit will bring His nature and live through us.
来，弟兄姊妹，我们一起来唱245首。
We'll sing hymn 245.
我们唱第二词。刚才稍微低一点，我怕我们唱不上去。稍微
低一点。
第一节、第四节我们一起唱。
Verses 1 and 4 we'll sing together.
第二节我们请弟兄们唱。
Verse 2 we ask the brothers to sing.
第三节姊妹们唱。
Verse 3 we ask the sisters to sing.
副歌的时候我希望我们把它背起来。
Chorus, I ask everybody to please try and memorize.
我们可以闭着眼睛我们向主祷告。
So you can close your eyes and pray to the Lord.
预备来。何等荣耀和等福。 这首诗歌英文歌词没有。
I realize there's no English translation for this.
我想鼓励到孩子们，我们再唱两节第一词的歌，245首。
Sing a couple of verses from the
第一词，245首。我们唱第一节跟第四节。
Verses 1 and 4。
还是一样的调子。歌词也一样非常的好，那都是一首很深的祷告的诗歌，那求主现在就来充满我， Jesus come and fill me now， 希望我们今天回去都带着圣灵活泼的同在和充满，让我们过一个新的生活。
We bring with the fullness of the anointing of the Holy Spirit。
第一节第四节
That's wonderful。Our vessels fill.
今天早晨是您愿意来充满我们。
This morning the Holy Spirit so desires to fill us.
凡是肯靠着主的宝血来洁净的。
All who is willing to be cleansed by the blood of the Lord.
凡是肯在需要和信心的里面向主敞开我们的心的。
Anyone who is willing to open their hearts in the midst of needs.
圣灵这个时候就要来充满我们。
Holy Spirit will fill us now.
向诗人的祷告 Come, O come, and fill me now.
Come, O come, and fill me now.
就在这个时候
right now,
让他把我们从软弱失败无能里面释放出来
we would be released from our weakness and helplessness,
把我们从仇敌的网络从属世的漩涡里面救拔出来
the snares of the evil one from the whirlpool of this world that we may be snatched out
圣灵来就是要来释放的
the spirit came to set us free
圣灵来就是要来成就一切超过我们所求所想
And the Spirit came to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can think or ask.
巴不得我们现在每一个人都向主祷告
And I pray that each and every one of us will pray to the Lord.
哦，主耶稣来充满我
Oh, Jesus, fill me now.
就在这个时候来充满我
Fill me now.
我何等的需要你
I need you, Jesus.
我何等的需要你
I need you, Jesus.
我每一天每时每刻都需要你
Every moment I need you, Jesus.
每一次我进到公司的时候我需要你
And every time I go to work, I need you.
每一次我回到家的时候我需要你
Every time I come home, I need you.
每一次我碰到试探的时候我需要你
And when temptation comes, I need you.
哦，主耶稣，我每个时刻都需要你
Oh, Jesus, every moment I need you.
是你已经在我们中间
The Holy Spirit is in our midst.
是你已经住在我们里面
And he is here to stay.
主啊让我们做一个随从圣灵的人
Or that we may be a people that follows the Holy Spirit.
让我们就不再随从肉体私欲
That we will not live according to the flesh.
让我们就不再欠肉体的债去活着
That we will no longer be debtors of the flesh.
哦，让我们能够活在圣灵的能力中
That we may live in the power of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣我们把我们每一个人都交给你
Oh Jesus, we give each and every one of us to you.
不让我们今天离开的时候我们还是忧忧愁愁的回去
That we will not leave this place in despair
帮助我们
Help us
把我们从那个无助的叹息和挣扎里面释放出来
From the helpless sign that we may be released
让我们能够像保罗说感谢神
That as Paul says, thank God
那些如今在基督耶稣里的就不再定罪了
That all those who are in Christ are no longer condemned
因为赐生命圣灵的律已经在基督里释放了我们
Because the law of life has set us free
要叫律法的义成就那在那我们 那些不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上
That the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled in us who no longer live according to the flesh but by the Spirit
赞美主
Praise Jesus
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' precious name
Amen, Amen.